And if something was very common and you didn't have to look for it in a special place, you'd say, oh, you can find that just about...
anywhere.
Okay. And if someone slipped and fell this way, you'd say he
backwards.
Fell... okay. And if someone fell this way...
forward.
Okay. And if someone were walking in your direction, you'd say he's walking...
towards me.
Okay. And someone asked you, did you catch any fish? And you said, no, what, or one?
Catch a cold?
Yeah. Someone says, ask you if you caught, say you've been fishing, and ask you if you caught any fish, you'd say, no, what, a one? Would you say, nary a one?
I'd say, not a one.
Okay. And, say someone broke a rake or something that you had and was apologizing to you, you might say, oh, that's okay, I didn't like it. What?
Like the rake?
Yeah, I didn't like it. Would you say no ways?
No, I'd say that's okay. It'd be okay with me.
Okay. Say if a child was crying and you ask him what was the matter, he might say that his big brother was eating candy. Say, and didn't give me what?
No candy.
Okay. And the trenches that are cut by a plow, you call those?
Fur.
Okay. And if you have a good yield, you'd say, we raised a big...
yield.
Or a big...
crop.
Okay. And if you get rid of all the brush and trees on your land, you say you...
cleaned up.
Okay. Or you what the land. You...
cleaned it.
Okay.
Cleaned it.
And the second cutting of clover or grass, what do you call it, old, dead, dry grass?
Ponies.
Okay. Have you ever heard of Rowan or Aftermath or Lettermath?
What are they? What is it referring to?
That grass.
No, Aftermath, I've heard of that.
Okay. Talking about that grass?
Yeah.
Or what?
Well, the aftermath is something that comes on over it.
Okay. And wheat is tied up into a...
bundles.
Okay. And then the bundles are piled up into a...
shocks.
Okay. And you say, we raised 40 what of wheat to an acre?
Bushel.
Okay. And what do you do with oats to separate the grains from the rest?
Thresh.
Okay, so you say oats, what? Thrashed.
Thrashed.
Okay.
Or combined.
Okay. Talking about how tall you are, you'd say, he's not as tall as...
I am.
Okay. But I'm not as tall as...
he is.
Okay. Or he can do it better than...
I can.
Okay. And if a man had been running for, say, 2 miles and then had to stop, you'd say, well, 2 miles is...
too much.
Or 2 miles is what he could go. 2 miles is... you say the farthest or all the farther or...
I could go 2 miles farther. Farther.
Okay. And if something belongs to me, then you say it's...
something.
Yeah, something belongs to me, then it's...
mine.
Okay. And if it belongs to you, then it's...
yours.
Okay. And if it belongs to both of us, it's...
ours.
And if it belongs to them, it's...
theirs.
And to him...
it's his.
And to her...
hers.
Okay. And say people have been over to visit you and about to leave, you say to them, well, what, come back again.
Come back to see us.
Yeah. Would you use the word y'all or you all?
Well, you all would be all right. Some people use you-uns and you all and come back to see us.
Yeah. What type of people use you-uns? Is there any... Do you
yeah,
associate
got,
with...
we got a lot of them. Well, I would. They don't make a difference to me who I...
no, first, I'd like to have a kind
of okay. That is more or less a... class of people that don't have any education at all that uses
yeah.
those.
Ewens?
Well,
Ewens?
I'm not embarrassed if I did, but I don't use it.
Okay.
I'm not opposed to it
yeah.
because I understand it.
Yeah.